From 1949 to 1954, the Minneapolis Lakers won 5 NBA championships, which means that Minneapolitans have been waiting for their next NBA title for 57 years. The Minnesota Timberwolves moved into town 29 years after the Lakers departed and proceeded to post twice as many losing seasons as winning ones. Though fans have been buoyed by the recent performance of forward Kevin Love, who last week broke a modern-day NBA record for consecutive double-doubles, the team dwells perilously close to the bottom of the league standings. From Minneapolis, Todd Melby reports.
It's a few minutes before tip-off at Target Center, the home of the Minnesota Timberwolves. On this night, the lowly Wolves are playing the defending champion LA Lakers. Wolves players are gathered in a hallway outside the locker room. All-star Kevin Love tells his teammates the obvious. He really, really wants to beat the Lakers.
Guys, nothing would make me happier. No, guys, nothing.
So get this blue sheet. Blue sheet on three, one, two, three, blue sheet.
Love didn't go home a happy man that night. The Wolves lost by 11. They remain near the basement in the NBA. The only team with a worse record is Cleveland. Last year was bad, too. The Wolves ended the season with the second-worst record in the league. In fact, the team hasn't had a winning record for 8 years, which has prompted some fans to nickname the team the Timberpups. On this night, there are more Minnesotans wearing Laker jerseys than Wolves jerseys to the game, including fan Tez Shaw. He's sporting a Kobe Bryant jersey.
I ride with the Timberwolves. I just like Kobe because he's my man.
On other nights, Shaw says he wears T-Wolves attire. He thinks the Wolves have a bright future.
The Timberwolves, give them about 2 more years, they'd be there. You know what I mean? I think we need 1 more point guard. We get the point guard, I think we're good. And another big man besides Kevin Love, and we'll go to the top.
Of course, Shaw's optimism is that of fans of losing teams everywhere. If management can just sign 1 free agent and that young prospect lives up to expectations, we're a winner. Well, in this case, the man responsible for helping make Shaw's hoop dreams come true is general manager David Kahn. Minnesota hired him a little less than 2 years ago.
When I arrived here, the Timberwolves the previous season were 2-27 against Western Conference playoff teams. That means you're not competitive with the best teams in your conference. And I thought what we needed to do was actually take a step back first and become a little bit younger, much more athletic, much more talented.
The Wolves are definitely younger. Kevin Love and 3 other players, Michael Beasley, Johnny Flynn, and Anthony Randolph, are barely old enough to buy a drink at a bar, a fact not lost on Kahn.
These kids should be seniors in college and not necessarily achieving greatness yet at the NBA level, but I love their potential. And when you think about what Kevin, I guess to a lesser extent, Michael, have already achieved at this early stage of their career, it really is encouraging for the future.
Against the Lakers, the newly acquired Randolph thrills the crowd by finishing off an alley-oop with a dramatic dunk. Despite the flash of brilliance, the lanky Randolph, he's 6'11 and just 225, got beat up in the paint by the Laker big men. He scores only 4 points on the night, which prompted reporters to ask Timberwolves coach Kurt Rambis about the team's lack of big men.
You really want my wish list? I have one. Is that it? If you watch the game, I think it's fairly evident.
Perhaps Rambis wishes he had players like former Minnesota star Kevin Garnett. From 1995 to 2007, Garnett led the team to the playoffs 8 times. In 2004, they made it to the Western Conference Finals, only to lose, you guessed it, to the Lakers. Not everyone agrees that the team needs more talent. With the 4th pick in the NBA draft last year, the T-Wolves picked Wesley Johnson of Syracuse. He thinks the Wolves will get better with time.
The pieces are here. I just think we just got to continue.
Sid Hartman is a columnist with the Minneapolis Star Tribune. He says things started to go bad for the franchise when the team circumvented the salary cap in 2000, drawing the ire of the NBA.
What really killed this team was is when Glenn Taylor got in trouble and they lost 5 number one draft choices. From that day on, it's been a very tough deal. You lose 5 number one draft choices, and they got 1 back, and then that same year, Stern barred both McHale and Taylor, the owner of the team, from being around here. And when you do that, and then the other big mistake they made, they had a heck of a coach in Flip Saunders. He'd gone to the finals of the Western Division the year before they fired him. And the only reason he didn't beat the Lakers that year, Sam Cassell got hurt. Otherwise, they'd have been in the championship, maybe won the whole thing.
Bynum, you know that was clean!
18-year-old Nick Kaus is watching the game with friends. He wishes management hadn't chosen guards Johnny Flynn and Spanish phenom Ricky Rubio in recent drafts.
The draft picks have been really off the past couple of years. I mean, you don't really usually draft two point guards when all you need is one to be your future, you know what I mean? When Rubio comes, he's going to take Flynn's spot. We're obviously going to have to trade him.
Still, Kaus is willing to stick with his team.
If you're a Timberwolves fan, you're obviously going to be patient. We've been losing the past four seasons. So, I mean, you can't really expect anything more. So, hopefully it gets better.
For Only a Game, I'm Todd Melby.
Oh, rebound.
Yeah, here we go, baby!
It's 19 minutes past the hour. On Monday, an enormous digital clock counting down the seconds until the 2012 Olympics was unveiled in London's Trafalgar Square. It seemed like a good idea until the following day, when only 500 days, 7 hours, 6 minutes, and 56 seconds before the Olympics, the clock stopped. "We are very disappointed," said a spokesperson for the Omega Company, which had built the clock. "So are we," said various athletes. "Now how are we going to know when to come to London?" "Don't worry," said the Omega spokesperson. "We've got people working on it now." "Okay," said the athletes, and they returned to their training.
Time stands still. I guess it always will. Since I don't have